This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Okay, so crisp breads with whipped cheese and roast onion, local tomatoes and grilled scallion dressing. See, when I think of crisp breads, I think of those miserable wee things that you used to get with when you're going on a diet and you're trying to lose weight in the supermarket.
And they were tasted like wee bits of cardboard.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. And by the time you made them taste something, you were actually increased your calorie count by about 10 times because you were just... It's not right.
Yeah, totally. But I'm looking at these. I'm picturing these. These are like rounds. They're like wee tortillas, kind of, are they?
They're really crisp. Now, this is really trendy. You know, if you go to Denmark or any of those places, you get your crisp breads for lunch, and they're big, and they'll pile them with, you know, with like smoked salmon or herring or that kind of thing. Nice bit of sour cream, lovely wee bits of pickles and salads and things. So the tomatoes this year have been really lovely. You know that, that have been grown here?
Yeah. I've had a few people give me tomatoes over the course of the summer and taking them home, and they're so sweet and delicious.
You know, if you're having a sort of a quick lunch, one of my favourite things is cream cracker with cheese and a nice tomato on it. So this is the same thing. But these crisp breads are really, really easy to make. And they're just, I really like them because they're lovely, actually. They're really, really, and they're so simple. It's just a mixture of plain flour and wholemeal flour, a bit of salt, some oil, olive oil, or a good local rapeseed oil. Bring it all together with some water. Mix it together to a dough, flour a surface, maybe cut it in half, roll it out as thin as you can.
So you want it thin.
Really thin, that's the thing. So keep moving it around the board. Not too much flour, but keep moving it around and adding a wee bit of flour. If you kind of feel, I'm not really comfortable with rolling pastry, get a big sheet of parchment paper on your board, put your lump of your crisp bread dough on the middle of the parchment paper, put another bit on top and roll it.
You can
roll it as thin as you can and then cut it out and that's it. And those, cut it out. I normally put like a saucer down for a big one or a side plate and cut around it. Put that onto a tray lined with parchment paper. This is important, but you need to really brush it all over the top really lightly with oil. This will stop it popping up, John. And then you can put a wee sprinkle of salt on the top of it. Or what I've been using recently, there's a local company and they do this thing. It's like a seaweed seasoning. So it's half salt and half dried seaweed. So you're cutting down your salt. And it's great. And they put in wee seasonings, like wee bits of pepper or chili pepper or sesame seeds. And if you want to cut down your salt intake, let's face it, we all do. That's a really great way of doing it.
So you get how many out of your 150 grams of plain flour and 150 grams of wholemeal?
You better get 10 nice big crisp breads. So you can cut that recipe in half if you want 4 or 5.
And cook them for how long?
They go into a hot oven and it really only take about 8 minutes.
Right.
They'll go crisp. And then just cool them in a wire rack and they're like a cracker. But I've seen these crisp breads, you can buy them in delis and they're a fortune.
Yeah.
You know, the size of a dinner plate. and you get four in a packet and they're a fiver.
Yeah.
Whereas you can make these here for a pound. You know, you get 10 yeah. for a pound.
Sounds gorgeous. And the whipped cheese then, whipped cheese and roast onion.
Yeah, so the onion, you just cut an onion in half, put it into a bit of tinfoil, bit of oil, a wee bit of salt, and a couple of cloves of garlic. Don't do anything to them, just pack them into the thing. Wrap it up in tinfoil, into a hot oven. That'll take about 45 minutes. You get lovely soft onion and the garlic as well. So just take that out and peel it. They'll remove the skin at this stage. Pop the garlic flesh out of the skin. And then put that into a wee blender. And I've got full fat cream cheese and then a wee bit of grated cheddar in this.
Mm-hmm.
And just blend it. If you don't have, you know, the other thing that you could do, you know, if you had feta cheese would work with this. If you've got, again, if you have a mixture of cheeses that are sort of floating around the fridge, just grate them up. And that's it. And if you maybe, and you get this lovely puree, and it's a really, you know, I don't know, you know, if you've bought a cheese board, this is a good way of rather than sitting down having a cheese board, which doesn't feel right in the middle of the week, but it's a good way of using it up just to have a skim of it on top of a crisp bread. It's lovely. And it makes the garlic nice and sweet rather than, you know, that sort of harsh garlic,
And then you have a grilled scallion dressing.
So cut your scallions in half lengthways, brush them with a wee bit of oil, put them onto a hot griddle, and you want to cook them till they're nearly black. You know, you want to give them a good scorch.
Uh-huh.
And just cut them up, John, and blend that with oil, with a bit of vinegar, honey, mustard, blend it all up. And then the way to assemble this really is just take your crisp bread, spread a wee bit of the cheese on top of the crisp bread, dot around some slices of nice local tomatoes, and then a wee drizzle of that grilled scallion dressing on top. And that's it. If you have any herbs or lettuce, you could put that in. It's just whatever you have floating around. Or if you want to do a wee bit of salami on it, a wee bit of smoked salmon, bit of ham, you know, with the cheese would be lovely. Parma ham, anything like that. But it's just a really nice sort of snack. And the good thing about it is the crisp bread, the crisp bread's great because you can actually use it as a plate. You know, because
so you don't have any washing up to do.
No washing up. Just put all your toppings on top of the crisp bread. Maybe a tea towel in your lap, and that's it. Bob's your uncle. You don't need to worry about any washing up. Sure, it's great.
Brilliant. That's crisp breads with whipped cheese and roast onion, local tomatoes, and grilled scallion dressing. Recipe here. If you give us a call on 03030805555, or it's on the website as well, and there'll be a Cooking with Paula podcast available in the afternoon. Beautiful, Paula. Lovely lunch, tasty, healthy, and no washing up to do. What could you ask for?
Not a thing.
Thanks a million.
Thanks, John. Take care.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.